This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission's recommendation, he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. A top Marine Corps officer tests positive for COVID-19. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The Marine Corps' number 2 officer has tested positive for coronavirus. Assistant Marine Commandant General Gary Thomas was among top military officers who quarantined themselves after another higher-up tested positive, Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray. Several of the officers had met at the Pentagon back on Friday.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is urging senators and President Trump to consider passing the Problem Solvers bipartisan relief package after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the White House have not been able to reach an agreement on what economic relief should look like for the nation. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells CNN something does need to be done to help the American people out.
I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe Nancy Pelosi actually wants a deal. I wish she did. I think she views this as something that would give the president a bit of a victory prior to the election, so that she's not going to allow that. The discussions are not just about the cost of the bill, it's what's contained in it. And when I read what she's proposed, it's a ransom note. I mean, she wants money to go to bail out states that have been poorly run for decades, wants money to go for tax breaks for millionaires in New York and in California. We need to keep this focused on getting people back to work, getting kids back to school, and helping get the disease behind us.
A New Jersey postal worker was arrested. A New Jersey postal worker was arrested Wednesday for dumping almost 100 mail-in ballots into dumpsters in multiple towns. The Justice Department charging the mail carrier with four separate counts after he discarded approximately 1,875 pieces of mail on his route. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's How We Roll, and because it's for you and by you as we continue, this is our promise to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're just so fortunate through this venue to be able to get great guests that hopefully bless you. I mean, because this is what this is all about. I mean, at the end of the day, we want you to say, hey, I'm glad I tuned in, and I'm all the smarter as a result of the smart guys and experts that come on the show here on Bill Martinez. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of smart guys, Arthur Self joins us now, Dr. Self. And Woody, as we say, after we get to know him better, has written a tremendous new book called Good Success, Learning Good Lessons from Bad Leaders. I'm sure you could probably think back in your career, no matter where you are in that timeline. And I can admit to you that many of the things that I learned that gave me great success, exceptional success, was the result of bad leadership. You take the good and the bad, and if you hold on to your critical minds, and you don't let go of them, you'd be surprised what you can pull out of those adversarial and, less than pleasant experiences. Dr. Self, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. So glad to be with you.
I love the book. I tell you, I'm reading this book and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is my life story here.
Well, that's certainly the case. I've had many, many people say, I'm reading the book, or I've read the book, and there was a picture in that book in my mind of the person I worked for.
Exactly.
Bill, this is a very universal experience to work for a bad leader.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to all of us, or the vast majority of us, at some time in our career. And the book was written to say, okay, let's learn what we can from those bad experiences and use them to our good.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about redeeming the time as well, Dr. Self, I got to tell you. And, this is, something that my father had always said about me of all his kids, nine kids, is that I was the most optimistic. Because I felt that, I try to live my life in such a way that, it is God that orders my steps, and whoever I come in contact with, good, bad, or indifferent, there's a reason in it. So I'm always, as I'm coming into new situations, I'm looking for God in it. Okay, what is it that God wants me to learn from? And maybe that's that's what has served me well, and why I can appreciate your book.
Well, Bill, you know, I've had many thousands of students across 40 years or better than higher education, and I had some of my grad students come back and say, Doc Self, you know, you did a good job teaching us about this topic and this author and this concept, but you didn't teach us about some of the bad guys we'd run into. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, it's a very universal thing. And mm-hmm. what my book does is say, okay, given these circumstances, and I've put 52 lessons, major lessons that can be learned from serving a bad leader. There are 429 sub-lessons wow. that relate to that. Mm-hmm. But my worldview is this, Bill, like yours. I believe that Jesus Christ is exactly who he says he is. I believe he will do what he says he will do. I believe our Father can be trusted, and I believe that the Holy Spirit is here to help us. And with that worldview, it then gives me the impetus and the energy to say there's a lot of bad in the world.
Exactly.
And a lot of circumstances, and it is particularly tough on early career people. Now, most of us who've been around a few years and have some maturity and experience kind of weather the storm, and we kind of brush over these things. But mm-hmm. there's a continuing negative emotional impact of working for a bad leader. And what I try to do in the book is say, listen, there are ways to overcome those things. Mm-hmm. People who are early in their career are really negatively impacted emotionally, spiritually, sometimes politically by serving a bad leader.
Exactly. And isn't that fun when you have a young one in your orbit that God has brought you together to mentor, and you see them reproducing the mistakes that you made, and you're sitting there trying to talk them off the roof? Isn't that fun?
I tell you, Bill, I have been so blessed to have been working for the institutions that I've worked for in my academic career. But I have two sides of the coin. One is the academic, the theoretical, and the other side is the practical. Mm-hmm. And that is, how is this theory applied in the real world of work? How is it applied when you have to get up and go to work day after day after day for a person that challenges you emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, perhaps physically? How do you overcome that? You know, there are lots of good leadership books, and you and I have read a lot of these.
Right, exactly.
And they basically say, this is what the good folks do, now go do what they do. I've turned it the other way around in good success and said, this is what the bad folks do. Don't emulate them. Don't do what they do. And in doing so, you move from this an environment where you're a good leader to an extraordinary leader. Mm-hmm. Bill, I had a graduate student. Listen, this is a very, very bright woman. She was with me in an MBA program. She went on and got a PhD at a credible, very credible academic institution. She called me one day and said, Doc Self, I want to buy a bunch of your books. And I'm going to put them out to the people in my work group because I want to be held accountable, because I don't want to be a good leader. I want to be an extraordinary leader.
Amen.
Well, that's what she did. She bought a number of books, gave it to her team, and said, hold me accountable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so, you know, as you say, we've read and there's been many books written about good leaders. So for you, the motivation to write about bad leaders, I mean, it just seemed like that's a void. I mean, you know, we talk about good leaders, but we don't talk about bad leaders. And the light in which you introduce this topic and how you bring it to the readers and those of us who have been around bad leaders, they can go, oh, yeah. And that, you know, in each chapter, we're seeing various pictures of those, you know, really, they end up being mentors. You know, you may not see them that way, but they mentor you through some of the bad leadership qualities. And also, there's a lot to be said about something that is bad. I don't know what it is, but we sometimes, maybe because we're scarred or whatever, there's just something about our own humanity and wiring that wants to hold on to the bad or remember the bad. But if we don't process that bad, then, you know, it's kind of like a virus that's running random in your computer that occasionally you know, your disk will hit and kind of send it all over the place and disconnect you, right?
Well, one of the things I learned in the research, the background for the book, is that it's amazing how much time people who have had a bad boss, how much time they spend in rumination.
Oh, yeah.
And they
wow.
rehearse. They go over it and over it and over it. So what I created for them in the Good Lessons Affirmation and the Good Success Affirmation basically says, I am learning a good lesson from every failure, from every experience, from every anxiety, and every roadblock that a bad leader's put in my way.
And you remind us in doing that is that we do have to process that, right? Because if we hold on to it, I mean, this is the stuff that'll create brain damage, and then you're going off and infecting other potential good leaders or coworkers along the way. How much fun are you, right?
True, indeed. You know, the book is created to move people into what is called emotional intelligence. About
I'll tell you what, let's talk more about that because we got to go to break right now, hence the music. Dr. Arthur Self is with us. We're talking about his new book, Good Success, and we've got more after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez Live.
We're talking with Dr. Arthur Self, his new book, Good Success, Learning Good Lessons from Bad Leaders. We were talking off air about last night's debate. So much to be discerned from what was presented, and we were able to process it a little bit easier because, it seemed to be, certainly compared to the first debate between the presidential candidates, or president, and Vice President Joe Biden, a lot more contention and interruption, so it was kind of hard to process some of the information. But last night, a little bit easier to process through that information. And Dr. Self, what were the takeaways for you?
Well, I want to go back to the title of the book, because the title says good success. Now, there's a difference between good success and just success. Now, do you play football down in your part of the country, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good success.
I'm in Florida. Yes.
You got to play football there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good success is we won the game and nobody got hurt. Success is we won the game, but we lost our starting quarterback and our two best defensive players. Okay? Mm-hmm. Good success is, well, we ran a successful campaign, but we lost the election. Or we won the campaign, but we didn't help our citizens.
Yes.
So there has to be some discernment between what is considered a success and what is considered a good success. A good success is one that's good for the country. It's good for individuals. It's good for organizations. It's good for churches. It's good for everybody. That's a good success. And just winning an election doesn't cut it. Now, what we saw last night and in previous discussions and debate, we see it all the time in the media. I want to see intellectual intelligence on the part of my leaders. I want good leaders to show me that they've got some brain power. They know how to think. They're discerning. But I also want to see people with some emotional intelligence to say, all right, there's a heart that everybody has. That heart beats. We need to do things that help people emotionally, politically, educationally, spiritually, and emotional intelligence drives that. Lastly, the thing that we see the least is spiritual intelligence. And spiritual intelligence comes to us through the Spirit of God that says you have another gear. You have another layer. You have another level of discernment that basically says when we deal with people, we deal with people emotionally, intellectually, and we deal with people spiritually. And good leaders really know that. Sadly, too few leaders know anything about spiritual intelligence.
No, a good point. And this is, what we're dealing with right now in terms of the issue of truth, for example. This is a spiritual topic. And if you are not spiritually connected, then the truth becomes very relative and contemporary, doesn't it?
Well, we hear often in political debate this notion of saying, well, we're just not communicating. Well, there are two parts to communication. There's communication to be understood and communication to be agreed upon. And the really good leaders are the ones that have great communication where people understand, but they also agree with what's taking place. I can understand a lot of what the political banter is all about, but a lot of it I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. But a great leader is one that basically says, I'm communicating these messages. This is in my heart. This is in my policy. This is in my plan. And followers and voters can not only understand that, but they can agree with it.
Exactly.
Now, bad leaders are allowed to be bad leaders.
Right.
They're just allowed to be bad leaders because their friends and boards of directors and superiors and allies and really voters in that regard enable a bad leader to remain bad because they give up helping that bad leader to become good by becoming accountable.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm looking for in a presidential or a vice presidential debate or in a boardroom where good leaders doing good things provide good success and they're accountable to it.
Well, even in the midst of all this contention, and I would agree with the spirit of what you're sharing with us right now, Dr. Self, and that is there is that sweet spot that you hear some politicians will say from time to time that good policy, good successful policy makes for, good politics. And we haven't found that yet. And I think that's what we're struggling to find. What do you say?
Well, let me give you an example of that. I know that there are a lot of aggrieved people in our culture. We see that in protests and marches. And I see this sign all the time, Bill, that basically says, no justice, no peace.
Hmm.
Well, there's some truth to that. But there's something that precedes justice and peace, and that is personal righteousness and personal holiness. You've got to have three. You've got to have the first one in order to have the second two. And a leader that has emotional intelligence, that has spiritual intelligence, says that there's something that precedes justice and peace, and that is rightness and personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the insurance company makes a lot of money off me because I have to lock my car, I have to lock my house, everything I own I have to lock down because there's always a threat of some unrighteous person, some unholy person coming in and ripping off what I have.
Exactly.
So this notion of saying, yes, justice and peace, we all agree that that's necessary, that's required, and that's what we expect of our leaders. But we also expect our leaders to say, we have to have a righteous culture. We have to have a godly culture. We have to have a culture that's feet on the ground spiritually, and then those other two things will play themselves out appropriately.
Interesting you should bring this up, because several weeks ago, watching, you know, the riots in the streets across the country, and you see signs, no justice, no peace, to your exact point. And I'm like you and I are talking. I'm having a conversation with God, and God simply said, you know, no Jesus, no peace. The source of all righteousness and holiness and redemption is right there in Jesus Christ. And I know even to this day you can clear a room by just saying the name of Jesus. That is how powerful his name is. But if you want peace and you want justice, you better make sure Jesus is in the middle of it. And this is what our founding fathers realized. Historically, there have been those with, as you say, an elevated spiritual quotient, and they've exercised it to our good. I mean, here, you know, back in the early days of our founding, you had to be connected to a church and in order to be considered for office. This was a must. This was the foundational criteria. I mean, you know, right now we're talking about confirming a justice to the Supreme Court, and her religious affiliation is now under scrutiny. Boy, have we gone full circle.
Certainly have. That's a tragic thing. I believe that everybody ought to be moral. I believe that everybody ought to be profoundly Christian and exercise Christian behaviors and attitudes. But we're living in a world where you can't take yourself out of the chaos all the time. Hmm. And what I've tried to do in the book and the way I've tried to live is this, Bill. You can't always take yourself out of the chaos of bad leaders create. Bad political leaders create chaos.
Yes.
We can't always take ourselves out of the chaos that they create, but the book and an attitude of spiritual intelligence, emotional intelligence, will help take the chaos they create out of you.
Exactly.
That's your responsibility.
And there is self-responsibility. This is what it comes down to. I mean, our country was based on that. It was not based. I mean, this is why it opens up our Constitution with we the people. You know, it places the responsibility squarely upon its citizens. I've said on the show many times, we have the government we deserve. We elected these people into office. And the good news is we can unelect them. We can get them out of there. But we need to have the right heart and spiritual quotient in order to do that, if we're going to get this country back on track and realize the true justice that we're looking for and to realize an effective government. It is up to we the people. If we do not like the government we have, then, you know, the first person to look at is the one in the mirror to say, hey, what did I do, as much as would count on me, to do something about the leadership of our country?
Indeed.
Well, Dr. Self, again, I got to have you back, because we went down several roads here, and there's so much still yet to talk about your book, Good Success, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. How can they be in touch with you, Dr. Self? We've got about 10 seconds left.
Well, they could reach me through my website, GoodLessonsGroup.com. That's a primary location. They can reach me there, and I'll return the communication to them.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendations, he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you know, fall is here, and it's time to prep the face for cooler days ahead. Here to share their tips for healthy, younger-looking skin are dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry and beauty and wellness expert Jamie Hess. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, hey, great to have you here. Dr. Henry, we're going to start off with you. So let's start with you as a dermatologist. What do you recommend most to your patients as the weather changes?
So my top recommendation is to stick to a consistent skincare regimen, especially now that your skin needs a little bit more attention and care. So it really doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're going out for supplies, you're going to a socially distanced gathering, or doing a Zoom event. Be smart with your skincare. We know that consistent commitment to smart products leads to beautiful skin, leads to healthy skin. And so it doesn't matter your age, your environment, your daily routine, your sun exposure all can lead to accelerated aging. So a lot of my patients come in complaining of fine lines, wrinkles, sunspots. If I had to pick one ingredient for them, that ingredient is retinol. And I love retinol not only because it's dermatologist proven for efficacy, but also because it's accessible. So now you can find fantastic, high-quality retinol products over-the-counter without a prescription.
Jamie,
as a busy woman on the go, I got to say that's really what piqued my interest. You know, I think I heard about retinol like so many consumers, but I really didn't know where to turn. So I actually had a consultation with my own dermatologist, and she recommended that I use Neutrogena's Rapid Wrinkle Repair Retinol Oil. Mm-hmm. What I learned is that it delivers 0.3% retinol and a superior quality retinoid that visibly reduces fine lines in a week without a prescription. And as a consumer, I really like that they offer a money-back guarantee on Neutrogena.com.
Mm-hmm. How did we live without retinol, it seems like? You know, I mean, it's such a game-changer, right, Dr. Henry?
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't live, nor could I practice without retinol. Mm-hmm. And just as it was mentioned, these two products, the retinol oil and regenerating cream, are two that I recommend because they're dermatologist-proven. You know, retinol is one of the most powerful ingredients for fighting wrinkles on the market. And this particular line is one of the most studied. It's been on the market for 25 years. They have 100-plus clinical studies. So you know what you're using. You know that you can trust it. And the way that retinol works is that it stimulates collagen. So it stimulates collagen, and it helps to plump the skin, and it also regulates the way the skin turns over. So this helps to cut down on fine lines and wrinkles and improve the skin tone. And if you are searching for a retinol, what you want to look for is something that is fast-acting, hydrating, especially in this season, and gentle on the skin.
Exactly.
As a consumer, when talking about how to use it, I have to mention, I was told by my dermatologist to apply this to clean skin at bedtime and always read the back label on that packaging to learn how to use the product. It's really important to use a brand like Neutrogena that is gentle enough for everyday use. But if you are maybe new to retinol or you have dry skin, try starting every other day and kind of working your way up. You know, like with any routine, starting slow and easing your way in is going to reap the best results. And I've got to say, as a fitness expert by trade, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, while we're talking about health and routines, it's fall. Make sure to really focus on your holistic body and your health regimen as we go into a new season. Hydration, top of my list of important things to do, not just for good skin, but for a well-functioning body. And also get those 30 minutes of daily exercise and try to take it outside now that the weather is cool and crisp and you can get in the sunshine. Dr. Henry, am I missing anything there?
And don't forget your SPF. So I want you to wear your SPF all the time, but especially if you're using a retinol, SPF is absolutely critical.
Really? Why is that?
Because it can make you a little bit more sensitive to the sun.
Oh, okay.
We want to make you beautiful, but we also don't want you to burn.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. But Jamie, you mentioned a commonsensical thing like reading the instructions, huh? What a novel idea. We're in this hurry-up world in which we live in that we ignore the instructions sometimes, and we omit the whole reason the manufacturer produced the product to begin with, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, they take a lot of care in putting the proper usage on the back of these products. So really make sure that when you're starting any beauty regimen, that there's two things. There's consistency and knowing how to properly use the product.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Henry, you know, the thing that is especially good about these top anti-aging derm-proven ingredients to smooth wrinkles is it doesn't require a prescription, right?
Absolutely. You know, especially now where a lot of us are staying indoors, it's getting colder. We're maybe not going out for that reason as well. You know, it's nice to have something you can use at home, something you use at home before you need anything that's more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. So how do we moisturize, replenish, and rejuvenate the look of skin, you say, in just a week? What's your secret?
So the secret, again, smart products. So you want products with active ingredients that actually do the work, with studies that show that the product can actually live up to the promise. And retinol is just that. So I always say that if I didn't have retinol, my practice would shut down. There's so many uses for it. But this in particular is fantastic for tightening that skin, getting rid of fine lines and wrinkles, evening out the skin tone. So this is a great way and a great introduction to your regimen if you really want to meet those targets.
Exactly. And Jamie, you touched on this a little bit, but I want to unwrap this a little bit more with you in terms of your holistic attack, because that's my mind wiring. I always like to look at it in terms of mind, body, and spirit in the total package here. Share some of your tips on how we can age gradually and confidently.
I would love to. I mean, I honestly did mention my top tip earlier, and that is hydration. I cannot stress the importance of that enough, but also scheduling, right? So many of us, even though we're like working from home and we have this new normal, somehow lose time in the day to take the time for ourselves, right, to fit in that workout. So I always anchor my weeks around my physical movement. And by the way, it does not have to be something crazy. It can be as simple as 30 minutes a day. But that's the first thing that goes in my calendar, and everything else falls into place around that. Very, very important tip.
Well, we're talking with dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry and beauty and wellness expert Jamie Hess. Cannot thank you enough. And as we wrap things up here, Dr. Henry, I want you to remind our audience, we talked a lot about retinol today. How and when should we apply it? And just as a summary here.
Yeah, so we want to apply it, you know, start out easy. We don't want you to have any irritation. And this is a very, very well-tolerated product. We still want you to start a few times a week. So twice a week, up to every other day, and then gradually you can use it nightly. We really want you to walk into it slowly for the best results.
And again, as you mentioned, we want to make sure we start off with a clean surface, right?
Absolutely. So you want to make sure you're cleansing appropriately with a cleanser that's safe for your skin type. So if you have dry, sensitive skin, more of a hydrating cleanser. If you're very oily, you might want a cleanser that's more of a foaming cleanser. So always keep your skin type in mind when you're making any decisions about your skincare.
Well, Dr. Michelle Henry and Jamie Hess, again, we thank you for coming on the show. Remind everybody where they should go for more information.
Yeah, to try these number one dermatologist recommended products from Neutrogena, they can visit target.com.
Okay, perfect. Gave you guys the last word. How's that? All right, thank you so much. You take care. Have a great day.
People, listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488.
Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got so much information there, including, look, at this is election season, and I hope you're all registered to vote, that you're actually going to get out and vote. I mean, it's surprising every year how many people register. They even go to the degree to register to vote, and then they don't vote. Now more than ever, I mean, where this country is right now, your vote counts, and it is absolutely critical. If we're going to hold on to this Democratic Republic, that you get involved and you do your civic duty. And job one is you got to vote. Before that, hopefully, you're properly educated. And to that end, to help you out in terms of giving you a good understanding, in terms of party platforms, this is one thing I got to tell you. In my discussions with people, no matter where they are across the country, when you ask a basic question of their understanding of what each party represents and what is in their platform, and I don't blame you for being confused, because even last night you have the vice president, presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, Senator Kamala Harris, misrepresenting. Even to the point you might even say she was lying about, about her party's own policies and their party platform. It is amazing. But I'll tell you, the Family Research Council has done an outstanding job, and along with our good friend and pastor here in Florida. And what they have done is they have, they give you a parallel on the major issues on, what the parties represent, whether it has to do with life, whether it has to do with, whatever aspect of government that you may or may not be interested in, LGBTQ, what their positional statements are. And it's a parallel presentation of the Democrat and Republican Party. And next to that is, as I mentioned, Pastor Case has done a great job in giving you the associated scripture, if you are so inclined and interested in understanding and doing a little bit deeper dive. And as we talked about earlier with one of our guests, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, about ruminating. I think sometimes we don't ruminate enough. We're so quick in this hurry up world in which we live in that we just pass through things so quickly. And as a result of doing that, we just don't learn or really exercise our intellect to the degree that we should. So go to BillMartinezLive.com, check on the button, and that will connect you with this document. Print it up, share it with your friends, neighbors, get it out there to give you a better idea as to what the differences are about the parties. With us right now is the co-founder, principal architect of the 7 Photo Agency. I hope I'm saying that correctly because it's Roman numerally noted. So I say 7 Photo Agency, and editor of Imagine Reflections on Peace. And Gary Knight shares the discovery of more than a dozen renowned reporters and photojournalists who revisited countries with which they had become achingly familiar with during times of brutal conflict, and what peace felt like after the violence. Gary Knight, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, and you got the name absolutely spot on.
Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying that, because I want to make sure we give you correct representation. Gary, first of all, let me just say thank you. Thank you for putting this together. This is very insightful. How did this concept for you come together to where you said, look, we've got to put this together?
Great question, Bill. And it really came out of the war in Iraq, actually. I was involved documenting the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And when I came home, I thought, well, how on earth are we going to make peace there? And from there, it seemed obvious to build a project that looked at countries that I and my colleagues had documented during war, and see what we could learn from the peace processes and from living with peace and building peace in the years that followed, so that we could make a better peace in Iraq, actually.
Well, when, you know, we talk about peace, we have to be careful, because here in the West, we have an understanding of what peace is. And so I got to imagine, as you're talking to the people, because peace is going to come out of a desire of the people. It's kind of a ground-up operation as opposed to top-down, is it not?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, if peace is imposed, it just doesn't work. So the need for peace has to come from within, and that's absolutely certain.
So what is their definition? I mean, in each of these areas, like Iraq, for example, you know, what did they understand peace to be? Because if you don't have a vision for peace, how do you know what direction? And when you come to that point to attain it, how do you know you have it?
Unfortunately, in most cases, peace is really, the aspiration of peace is just the cessation of war. And that's one of the problems. And that's a very, very low benchmark. It's obviously a necessary thing to achieve. But the business of peace is much, much more complex than that and requires
exactly
a huge amount of effort and commitment.
No, I'm glad you said that, because, yes, I think that when you are in war, anything less than war seems like peace, but peace is a state of being that has to be cultured and protected, does it not?
Absolutely, and it's difficult to make. You know, it's really hard work, and it's unglamorous work, and it's not very celebrated either. But it requires decades, if not generations, of focus. And in most cases, to be honest with you, Bill, it is less than ideal. It is worse than is imagined.
When you say worse than imagined, specifically?
So, for example, you know, if you take Cambodia, which went through the terrible genocide of the Khmer Rouge.
Yeah, the killing fields.
2 to 3 million people were killed, absolutely. Whilst the fighting has stopped, peace hasn't been very beneficial to anyone, really, other than the ruling elite, and they're very small in number. So just basic things like being able to educate your children, having access to basic health care, being able to participate in the economy, these things are very, very difficult to achieve in Cambodia.
Right.
But anyway, it's not all dark. In Rwanda, there have been incredible successes. So there are countries that have achieved great things.
And Gary, I agree with you that this is so massive an ordeal when a country has been impacted with such violence. It's like you've got to clear out whatever, you know, the ramifications, the damage from before. I mean, it's like right now in our country. You know, we've got buildings that have been burnt down, riots in the streets. I mean, we're looking at, in some cases, you know, maybe a decade worth of healing. I mean, it's hard to imagine that that's what's going to take in some of these once very vibrant cities in our country. But you've got to get all that crud and all that damage, that psychological damage, the physical damage cleaned up to where you can move on. But again, what you're convincing me all the more of is that we need to agree on what peace, I mean, what is the vision of peace, and when will we know when we've got there, when everybody is involved in the process to where it's not just for the wealthy, but that it's for everybody. That's just me speaking in my own idyllic manner, but in countries that have established caste systems and a culture that, you know, can live happily with the very wealthy having peace and not worrying so much about the less thans living in peace, you know, that seems to be okay. And for the less thans, they probably are happy just to say, hey, at least we're not, you know, having people coming into our villages and, you know, lopping off heads and killing our loved ones.
Absolutely. I think it's smart to mention that, actually, because I think in this book there are lessons from Rwanda, particularly, I would say, also from Northern Ireland, that are relevant to the United States today. Although the United States is not at war, there is clearly, you know, ethnic divide and polarization. And I think from a country like Rwanda, we can learn much to repair our communities and to heal. And, you know, one of those things is going to be having the courage, actually, to sit down opposite somebody who you have fundamental political disagreements with,
mm-hmm.
and recognize that you have everything to lose through conflict and an awful lot to gain through dialogue.
Exactly.
And it sounds pretty simplistic, but it works. And if it can work in a country like Rwanda, where 3 million to 4 million people were internally displaced and almost a million were killed in the genocide, it can certainly work in the United States.
What kind of outside pressure and leadership had to take place there in Rwanda, or was this something done internally?
Great question. In Rwanda, it was internal, and so if you look, for example, at the criminal tribunal, which was an outside mechanism, and the Gacaca courts, which were the truth and reconciliation courts that took place in every single village and town and community in the country, the Gacaca courts, the local courts, were the mechanism that allowed people to forgive the past and move forward. And they were absolutely key, and they were a very, very local solution. Of course, it came from South Africa. But what you have in Rwanda, although it's a dictatorship, you have political will to create peace and to work at peace for decades. And that's really what it takes. And that's what it will take in America, whether it's from the top down, but it's essential to have the political will at the top, but also in our own communities, Bill, in our own towns, yes. In our own cities, in our own small communities. It's finding leaders who are in opposition to each other, who are prepared to sit down and
exactly.
get the dialogue.
Well, what a journey and a blessing. Imagine reflections on peace. Scary Knight, thank you for being with us.
A pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and
and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?